Today is Wednesday, March 20th. We'll tell you about the legal back and forth over a new Texas law that's creating more uncertainty on the U.S.-Mexico border. Also, a former Trump official is now the first to serve time in prison for his actions in the aftermath of the 2020 election. Plus, a trendy weight loss method has been flagged as a possible health risk. More employers are finding ways to offer childcare benefits. And it's another big sale day on Amazon, and not just for Prime members. We'll talk about the deals available now. Those stories and more news to know today coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The controversial border law in Texas was allowed to be enforced for just a few hours. In a 6-3 decision yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court gave the go-ahead on the state law that lets any Texas law enforcement officer arrest and even deport migrants accused of entering the country illegally. But then a federal appeals court issued a late-night ruling, reversing its own previous ruling, and ultimately just blocked the law again, for now at least. Now keep in mind, even before this latest reversal, Texas has not actually started making arrests, and it was unclear how Texas would be able to. Part of the issue is, under the Texas law, migrants have to be sent to ports of entry along the U.S.-Mexico border, even if they are not Mexican citizens. But Mexico's government said this week it would not accept the return of any migrants to its territory from Texas. Also, there are key differences between the Texas law and the federal government's law. Like, under federal law, migrants who claim asylum are eligible to stay in the U.S. until their cases are decided. But Texas law does not give migrants that right. For now, the U.S. Justice Department is still trying to block the law, saying it interferes with the federal government's ability to regulate immigration. And Texas is still pushing for it to go into effect, saying it needs to act since the federal government is not doing enough on its own. So that fight will continue, since so far, the U.S. Supreme Court has not actually addressed whether the law is constitutional or not. Expect justices to have an answer on that question soon. One of former President Trump's old White House aides has now reported to federal prison. That makes him the first high-ranking Trump official to serve prison time over actions related to the January 6th Capitol riot, and the first former White House official to ever be imprisoned for contempt of Congress. Remember, former trade advisor Peter Navarro was sentenced to 4 months in prison for refusing to cooperate with lawmakers investigating the Capitol riot. A House committee summoned him to testify and hand over documents about January 6th, since they suspected he developed a plan to delay Congress's certification of the 2020 election. But he ignored that subpoena. Navarro argued he was protected by executive privilege, which is the idea that the president can have secret conversations in certain circumstances. Though a judge ruled there was not enough evidence to show it applied in this case, and Navarro was convicted. Navarro has been appealing and even asked the Supreme Court to let him stay out of prison during his appeal, but justices rejected that bid this week. And with that, he was booked into a federal prison in Miami. He'll have to serve out his full term unless his appeal is successful within the next 4 months. Well, this week, Hong Kong passed a tough security law that protesters have been fighting for decades. It gives officials more authority to crack down on anyone opposing China and the Hong Kong government. It even establishes penalties, including life in prison, for political crimes like treason and insurrection that are vaguely defined in the law. It also targets offenses like external interference, which some reports are saying could create risks for multinational companies and international groups operating in Hong Kong, and ultimately damage the city's standing as a financial hub. Well, this comes on top of a similar security law China passed back in 2020 that's already largely silenced opposition voices in Hong Kong. Human rights groups are saying in passing the law, authorities have reversed course on freedoms once promised to Hong Kong. Remember, when the city was handed back to China from British rule back in 1997, China agreed to give Hong Kong some independence for at least 50 years under the principle known as one country, two systems. But critics say this new law goes against that. On the other side, the city's leader says the new law was needed to root out unrest and to fight what he described as Western spying. Here in the U.S., the State Department says it is now reviewing the law's potential risk to American citizens and businesses. Well, it turns out only 7 countries met the World Health Organization's guidelines for air pollution last year, and the U.S. was not one of them. And that's according to a new report by a Swiss air quality monitoring company called IQAir. It looked at more than 30,000 air quality monitors in 134 countries and territories. And overall, it found Bangladesh, Pakistan, and India had the most polluted air, with levels of particle pollution at least 10 times what the WHO suggests for human health. Here in North America, Canada was the most polluted country, largely because of its record-setting wildfire season. In the U.S., air pollution levels increased year over year, but only slightly. And again, that increase can be traced back to wildfires. As for the countries with the least amount of air pollution, IQ Air highlighted French Polynesia, Mauritius, and Iceland. All right, we have more news for you still ahead, but first, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ever since having a kid, I've needed to be a little more aware of my social battery. Sometimes I'm too drained to go to a gathering every weekend, and other times I need a night out with friends ASAP. In fact, I made time for dinner with my girlfriends the other night, and it really just recharged me in a way I didn't even know I needed. And I get it. It can be easy to ignore our social battery, but really figuring out what drains you and what re-energizes you can affect all the other areas of your life. Therapy has helped me have the awareness and confidence to do what's right for my family and myself and not worry so much about the rest. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You'll get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/newsworthy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to the news. A diet that's grown popular among celebrities and health experts might have some serious drawbacks. The American Heart Association put out a surprising new study this week about intermittent fasting. In case you're not familiar, that's when people only eat at certain times of the day. And supporters swear by it for losing weight, improving blood pressure and blood sugar, reducing inflammation, and more. But this new study found that intermittent fasters were more likely to die of heart disease. This research specifically focused on a popular version of the trend that involves eating all meals in 8 hours or less, resulting in at least a 16-hour daily fast. The study even looked at people with chronic diseases or cancer and found those who were sick were more likely to die of whatever disease they had if they followed the time-restricted diet as compared to sick people who ate for at least 16 hours of the day. The lead author says the takeaway here is that people who practice intermittent fasting for long periods of time should be extremely cautious, especially if they already have existing heart conditions or cancer. And he says focusing on what people eat appears to be more important than when they eat. Now, all that said, the findings do not actually prove that intermittent fasting caused deaths, just that there's some type of link. In other words, there might have been other factors at play here. And some experts say they're skeptical about the new study. So more research is needed. Well, it looks like the U.S. crime rate is dropping. At least that's according to the latest report released by the FBI this week. The new numbers show a 13% drop in murders last year as compared to 1 year earlier. There was also a 6% drop in other violent crimes. The FBI's data comes from 15,000 law enforcement agencies, policing about 82% of the American population. Experts tell NBC News the biggest factor behind the drop in crime may be the fact that local governments and courts have resumed anti-crime initiatives that were put on pause during the pandemic. The U.S. Attorney General also released a statement to praise the decline, and he partly credited a Justice Department strategy that launched in 2021, specifically meant to address a pandemic-era spike in violent crime. That initiative sent prosecutors, agents, and other experts to work closely with police departments and communities around the country. Consumer goods giant Unilever is the latest company to announce some big cuts. As part of a new cost savings program, 7,500 people are losing their jobs. And the company's ice cream unit that includes Ben & Jerry's, Talenti, and Magnum bars is spinning off. Unilever says the ice cream brands will fare better under new ownership anyway. And the company says it will now become simpler and more focused. The spinoff is expected to be completed by the end of next year. Unilever also owns health and beauty brands like Dove soaps and Vaseline, consumer goods like Surf detergent, and food brands like Hellmann's mayonnaise. Today, Amazon is kicking off its first big spring sale. Amazon says you can expect thousands of deals on spring fashion, outdoor furniture, lawn and garden essentials, cleaning and organizing products, and more. Specifically, the online retailer is advertising 50% off beauty products and sports equipment and up to 40% off home products, spring apparel, and certain electronics. You actually don't need to be an Amazon Prime member to shop most of the sale, but there will be a few deals available to only members. The sale starts today and runs for the next 5 days. By the way, this is not Amazon's most famous sale event, Prime Day. That one is expected to happen in mid-July, just as it has the last several years. Baseball is officially back. The MLB kicks off its season this morning with the San Diego Padres playing the Los Angeles Dodgers in South Korea. It's actually the first MLB game to ever happen in the East Asian country. And because it's happening there, Game 1 is set for 6 a.m. Eastern time. The Padres and Dodgers are playing in a two-game series that will count toward their team's regular season records. But opening day in the U.S. is not until next week. This is actually just the first of three international series set for this season. Next month, the Houston Astros and Colorado Rockies will play in Mexico City. And then in June, the Philadelphia Phillies will face off against the New York Mets in London. Well, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, this episode is brought to you by Honeylove. Now that spring is here, it is not only time to spring clean your closet, but it's also that time of year where you may have some weddings or special events coming up. And I'm here to tell all the ladies listening, do yourself a favor and stock your closet with Honeylove. Whether it's finding that just right bra for every day or getting shapewear that makes you feel great in a dress, Honeylove has it all. There's a reason our executive producer chose Honeylove shapewear on her wedding day above all the other brands she tried. And now I have the same in my closet. Plus, you all know I'm all about the breathable, versatile legging 2.0. My favorite leggings, hands down. Whether you're wearing Honeylove's shapewear and bras or their leggings and loungewear, you will love how they feel, how they function, and how they look. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more, and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. And after you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. So more and more American employers have started to offer their workers childcare. Care.com did a survey and found 56% of American companies said they are prioritizing childcare benefits this year. And it makes sense, since that is one of employees' top priorities. And last year, a study from the Bipartisan Council for a Strong America found a lack of available childcare cost the economy $122 billion every year. So what do companies really offer in the way of childcare? Well, it does differ from place to place. Some employers are giving their workers cash stipends to be able to pay for babysitters. Others have on-site daycare centers or deals to offer childcare through providers like Care.com. And then there are companies that offer an extra bank of paid time off for when kids are sick, among other things. Of course, there are still plenty of companies that do not offer any kind of childcare help, but it's hurting a lot of families, especially those on the lower end of the wage spectrum. Working parents who really need help do have some other options, though. There's still some financial assistance through state and local subsidies and through the federal tax code. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing the show if you find it valuable. It really helps us out when you let others know you're listening and encourage them to give it a try, too. Thanks in advance for all your support. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.